If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
And their news update for the week ending November 15th, 2024. LB Brewers from Goa, India has teamed up with Taiwan's Jimin Dad's Brewing Company to introduce India's first bottled tea beer called Maca di Oolong Blanche. This beer blends Taiwanese red oolong tea with Belgian blanche brewing techniques and will be available only in Goa and Taipei. The beer is priced at 150 rupees and with 4-5% ABV should appeal to craft beer enthusiasts. LB Brewers' last launch was the Maca di Rocket Rice Lager, and they are firmly looking at securing a top position in the global craft beer market. The company was founded in 2017 by brothers Aditya Ishan and Anish Varshney. In other news, Solidaridad Network Asia and Indian Tea Association have announced the region agri-certification launch scheduled for 15th November. This was announced at the Indian Tea Association's annual general meeting last week when Chairman Hemant Bango said that carbon credits will offset the price deficit between cost of production and price of tea. Solidaridad's Managing Director, Shatadru Chattopadhyay, said that they expected to cover 100,000 hectares in the next 3 years and 400,000 hectares by 2030. Lakshmi Tea and Rossal Tea are expected to be a part of it, and the certifications hope to improve plantation's resilience to climate impact, generate carbon credit, and continue access to the EU market by meeting European green regulations. And lastly, the Assam state government just launched mobile medical units for tea garden workers and their families in residing in remote areas. The program includes 80 of these mobile units to serve 514 tea garden areas. And each unit will offer a range of services that includes free medicines, diagnostic tests, and medical consultations, and will be offered at no cost to the workers.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.